Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Hello, and welcome back to the Podcast of Steel. Today's guest is a news anchor, a radio host, a philanthropist, a Superman ambassador, so much more, and I'm excited to speak with you. Jay Towers, welcome to the show.
Luke, it's good to see you. One of my favorite people. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited for this. The last time we spoke, we were in person was 2018 at the Superman celebration. Our fun little worlds collided, and I got to meet you after so many years, and it was a great place to meet. But before we get into all my questions today, if you could share your origin story with the listeners and watchers, Jay.
The origin story? I don't know. How much of the origin? Listen, I'm born and raised in Toms River, New Jersey, on the East Coast, right between New York and Philadelphia. Grew up, as you know, loving Superman, loving the Christopher Reeve, legacy of Superman. Went to school there, high school there. Graduated, wanted to be on the radio since I was 6 years old. Got my first radio job when I was 14 in high school at my hometown radio station. Did Atlantic City, went from Atlantic City to Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids to Philadelphia, and then to Detroit. And I've been here since 99. I'm fortunate enough to host a radio show every day, like you mentioned. I anchor the news every day for Fox in Detroit, and then I have a nonprofit where I take very sick kids to Disney World at Christmas. And in between all that, yes, I'm like you. The thing that makes me happy is Superman.
You are one of the busiest people that I know, Jay. I know you get up ridiculously early in the morning as well. And I love that passion. I love that work ethic. But the fact that it always comes back to Superman as well is a huge part as of why I needed you to be on the show. And I'm so glad that you found the time. So thank you for that. Now, we've mentioned that Christopher Reeve Superman he's the favorite Superman for so many people. But for you, Jay, where did Superman, that passion, where did it truly begin?
I've told this story a couple times before, and I've mentioned that. I think if we look back at our childhoods, and I love talking about nostalgia, like what made us happy as kids? Some kids have some kids have a tough childhood, but I feel like every kid will tell you about an escape and about something that made them happy and something that that they remember that's positive from their childhood. My parents went to see Superman the movie, I think on New Year's Eve in 1978, in New York, and then I guess figured, hey, this is fine for him to see. We know he likes Superman, and a month or two after that, before my fourth birthday, I saw Superman the movie in a theater. So I always say it's my earliest childhood memory and my favorite. So imagine the luck of that being your first experience with, what is considered to be the GOAT when it comes to these films. And anything in my life that I've been able to connect back to that happy feeling, that first time feeling has been that film and those films.
I mean, it's not a bad way to start your Superman career as an ambassador, as it were. It's the best of ways. And over the years, though, what I love about this is that film from 1978 has just had so many impacts in your life. You now consider so many people that were in that film as good friends. You've worked with these wonderful people so many times at cons and at events over the years. What's that like for you to sort of have that question in your head of a young four-year-old Jay thinking, one day you're going to be friends with Ursa. You're going to be going out for drinks with Nom. What was that like?
Well, I think it never lost on me. I mean, I'm really, really fortunate. And I think what's helped is that, I work in a career with entertainment and I'm able to, not just the Superman cast, but just all kinds of people I get to meet and interview, and you do form connections. It's not lost on me when Sarah Douglas was at my house, and I've known her now for a long time. After a while, you begin to you forget. Like you don't think of that person as the character, and you think of them as a person. And we talk about bills and we talk about taxes and we talk about life. And after a while, you forget that the person across from you was part of your childhood. So I think when she was in my house and she's sitting at my kitchen table, and we're eating fruit and talking, I'm like going, my God, like what? And I try not to fan out, but inside I'm always fanning out. Who wouldn't?
It's hard not to in that right. moment, I think. Sarah was the first celebrity I met at my first ever Comic-Con. And she was just so lovely and charming and sassy, as Sarah always is. I got the sad news that when I was there, Margot couldn't attend. This was going back quite some few years ago. And Sarah broke the news to me. But she was still lovely and charming about it. And we've interacted online a few times. And I can't imagine what that was like having there with Sarah and Ursa there for breakfast in
your
kitchen.
Have you interviewed Sarah before?
Only sort of briefly. We just had little chats before, but it was wonderful moments. But you've had many interviews over the years, not just with the cast of Superman, but working for the news and the radio. How do you deal with those nerves?
You know, I always over prepare, and I know you understand that because you are the same.
There's notes all around me as
right.
we speak.
No, listen, I do the same. I have them taped everywhere. The good thing is, I think when it's something you're passionate about, like you are and like our community is, you'll have all the notes out. And then when you get in that moment, they all just, you never look at them. It's all up here. It's all in your heart. And listen, there's plenty of interviews I do where I definitely need notes. But for the Superman cast or anything, anyone involved in those films, I think we speak from the heart and we ask the questions we've always wanted to ask. You try to ask different things that haven't been asked before. You figure these stars for over 40 years have heard the same questions over and over again. And they're gracious about it because they know that every fan experience is unique. And we're all kind of looking for that special moment with all of them. So, but you had a good experience with Sarah, like so many fans do. And I always encourage that. Go out to a con. They wouldn't do these shows if they didn't want to meet people. And they do want to meet people and they love to sign stuff and they'll have a little chat with you. So, yeah, it's special. But of course, I'm always nervous. Mark Pillow's become a really good friend. I represent him now and take him to cons. It's kind of my little escape from my real job. And, you know, same thing. I mean, he really loves the fan experience. This is kind of new to him. He's worked in the wine business for most of his life here after Superman and after acting. So he's just kind of getting into what, you know, some of these stars have done for a lot of their careers is getting out and meeting fans. So he loves those experiences and those are really fun.
I mean, you seem to be hanging out with a lot of Superman villains. I mean, I know you're a Superman fan, Jay, but come on, we've got to get some of the good guys on board.
Well, I don't know. It is funny. I ended up friends with the villains, but listen, I mean, I think social media sometimes, social media can sometimes make life look very exciting and very, and at the end of the day, I always say like Superman, sadly, is 5% of my life and my real jobs are what consume most of my time. But those are the special moments. Yeah, I always say some people collect trains and then I collect memories of this franchise. So I'm thankful every time.
That's a perfect way of putting it. Now, talking about collections, yes, you may be fond of collecting memories, but I've seen your collection, Jay. I've seen your Superman office, as it were. And even behind you, I'm seeing some fantastic DVDs and VHS and autographs. But share with me just a few of your more than unique items that are in your Superman office, Jay.
Well, Luke, first of all, know this. I wanted your podcast to sound great because I'm a sound guy like you. And that's why I'm not upstairs in my office where it's very echoey, but looks cool. This is my basement. And as you can see, who has VHS tapes anymore and DVDs? But I like the physical media, so I like to see that stuff. And it's not just Superman. I got a Luke Skywalker.
I see Mark there. Yeah.
There's a Henry.
There's a Henry. Good boy. Send Henry some love.
Am I right? Henry is very much your Superman or one of, well, I mean, you've got a lot of Supermen, but that's
a favorite.
I've had a lot
of Superman. I mean, behind me, there's many different interpretations. And again, Henry has always been up there, as is Christopher and Tom, and hopefully David soon with his new portrayal of Superman. But I'm just happy that Superman's story continues to be told because it means I get to have conversations like this and I can continue to have new conversations with people that are new to the fandom and, you know, the people that have been around a little bit longer, like you and I, Jay.
Do you find, Luke, that people, because they know your love of the character, tend to give you anything with an S on it.
It's, I mean, at Christmas and birthdays,
you're right,
I'm rather easy to buy gifts for. That's why I've got quite a few duplicates around the house. But
right.
That's why, you know, I like the more unique gifts, the gifts that have extra thought in it, those things that are made or perhaps embroidered for me. My girlfriend's made me some wonderful gifts, and I do have a Superman embroidered something, and I shall share that online soon. But I just like being thought about when people think about Superman. It's a nice little touch. When people say, have you seen this Superman trailer? I think, yeah, I've seen it. I'm the reason it's got so many views online. But
and it's always people, and it's always those people that send it to you 3 days after you've seen it.
Yeah, I've had that a few times over the last few weeks. Like, say, look, do you know there's a new Superman film coming out this year? I have to sort of like say, oh, yeah, I'm aware, but thanks for telling me. Yeah, but thanks for letting me know. But especially the costumes that you've got in your Superman, your own personal fortress.
Yeah.
And you've got some rather unique items.
How
did you manage to get those, Jim?
Listen, I never want to come across as, I'm not some guy that has a ton of money, and it's just, I don't buy everything. And there's mostly everything I can't afford. But I try to buy things or try to acquire things that are unique to what I love. That's why I asked you about people give you probably things with it. People tend to think you love Superman. You want everything Superman. That's not, I do. I love the character, but the Reeve legacy is my nostalgia and my happiness. So when I can find something that I can screen match, that's my big high. I mean, you know, our friend Jim Bowers with Cape Wonder, I mean, Jim loves photography. He loves to get that time travel moment where he sees a photo he's never seen before and it takes him back, because he's a photography guy. If I can see something that I know I can find in the movie or has real relevance to one of the four Superman films, I will get it. I will tell you, I just got something that is not part of that legacy, but
really,
the Superman and Lois, which just wrapped up, right? The final season.
Yes, sir.
There is this great scene in that first episode where Tyler reveals to his kids that he is, you know, that he's Superman, and he lifts that truck up, you know, in front of his kids on the farm. And they're like, let me move it over there. There's that. You see the plaid.
Yes.
That's that
wow.
Outfit.
Wow.
That's that costume.
Just there in the basement, along with the DVDs and VHS.
Yeah, that's because I have no room for anything. And there's Lex Luthor from Superman the movie when he's voila, and he decides they're going to Addis Ababa, and that's the wax Superman from San Antonio with not the greatest costume. But that Aaron Smolinski Superman painting just in my basement was gifted to me by Aaron Smolinski. He had it painted for me, just as a thank you. And there's a new acquisition. There's Lex Luthor's jacket from Superman 4.
Perfect show and tell.
And then there's my shredder, Luke, to shred
I was hoping you would show that, Jay. I was really hoping for the shredder. Thank you.
To shred all the proof how much I'm spending on stuff.
Yeah, don't let the family see that. Yeah,
we
can keep that away. But I love the fact that, and again, receiving gifts that mean something to you, like that painting there from Aaron. Aaron's, I mean, I had, going back to the Superman celebration, I was walking from the hotel down to the museum, and I was just walking along being very excited that I was in a new country, in a new state, just exploring the world, not expecting to know anybody. I heard in the background, Luke, hey Luke, and I didn't know who it was, but they crossed the road and came closer to me, and it was Aaron, and I was like, that's Aaron Smolinski, baby Superman knows my name. It was a wonderful moment, and we've had some great chats over the years.
He's such a
wonderful
guy. What a great guy.
And now you mentioned just a moment ago, the wonderful Jim. Mm-hmm. There will be links to your podcast, your fantastic podcast that you do with Caped Wonder. I received a card recently, just before Christmas, and it was a highlight to not only receive some fantastic little memorabilia from Jim, but to just witness his beautiful handwriting.
I know.
What's that?
Look at that.
Who has that sort of penmanship? It was wonderful. How did that relationship start?
Like anything else, I was a fan of Cape Wonder for as long as that website has been around, for as long as we started searching for things on the internet. And I didn't know Jim. I just followed the website. I loved his pictures. It was a great escape for me. And again, you know, when the internet really got hot and everything was coming up on, especially in the early 2000s, I mean, that was a place to go and see things I had never seen before. And think about really, you're young, Luke, but before the internet, you know, you wanted to see behind the scenes pictures from Superman. I mean, you either had to wait for a special to be on TV or maybe find an old magazine. But yep. Now everything was so that I became a fan that way. And Jim had posted something that he wanted to do, something Superman related around WonderCon in Anaheim back, I think it's 2015. And I said to him, I wrote him and I just said, Jim, I work on television in Detroit and I work for iHeartRadio. And if there's anything I could do to help you promote this or be a part of this, I would like to, you know, I didn't know him other than that. We had a phone call. I remember I was very nervous. Jim is a hero of mine. And I remember pulling over into a CBS, which is a drugstore here, parking lot, and talked to him on the phone. And, you know, was probably overeager and excited. But I put people like Jim and people like you in the same category. You are guys that that really, if not for you, people of younger ages and generations would not care about this character going forward because you keep the legacy alive. You keep it going. You know, there's guys that kind of pop in and out of our world and, oh, I'm a Superman fan and I want to be at the junket. And then, you know, and then that's it. And but you guys keep the legacy going. And Jim is very much for that Reeve legacy is the guy. So we became friends. We did a great panel out there. It was the largest panel of Superman stars. It was the yes. Richard Donner years. I mean, so Margot Kidder was there and Valerie was there. It was really, really, it was special for me and for him. And after that, we, you know, as podcasts started getting hot, I said, let's try to do, you know, a Superman podcast. And Jim had never done anything like that. It's become a lot of fun. Sadly, we don't do as many episodes as we'd like to, just because when you want to be true to one genre, which is, you know, those films, we've interviewed about everybody you can interview. And I always tell him, I never want us to be a podcast where it's two fans just talking about being fans and not learning anything. We really try to make those episodes. There's over 50 episodes, a learning experience that they're there forever. About those Superman films, from filming, from what it was like on set. But if they don't offer anything new that you don't know, then it's okay. I love to listen. We all listen to podcasts like that. Yes. I just want that to be kind of a snapshot in time of those films. So we have podcasts coming up and we have stuff planned, but they're just, we really, 50 episodes of one, you know, people always joke with me and say, you've done 50 episodes about one movie? I'm like, well, it's four movies, but yes. But you can learn something when you listen
do.
To those.
And I mean, there's so much in the world of Superman that I am yet to find out, yet to read about. But listening to you two talk about Superman and those movies and the sets and all the people that work behind the scenes, it's so fascinating to listen to. But not only that, but to hear the pure passion in both of your voices talking about just a character and Christopher Reeve's portrayal that has made you so happy over the years. So I've recommended it to as many people as I can. That if you want to know more about this movie or why I love this film, listen to these guys talk about it, because it is just it's a look behind the curtain, as it were, as to why it means so much to you. And what I love about you and Jim and the fact that you've built this friendship over the years, not only that, it has gone completely full circle, sir. Because you, I'm really jealous, I must say, but sometimes it happens. You're in a comic.
Yeah,
you're in a comic, Jay. That's huge. How did that happen?
You know, Luke, listen, it's one of those, it's kind of how you want life to be. You never want to try. I always tell my daughter this, my friends, is we never chase in life. Don't ever chase something. Let something happen that's supposed to happen that's good. And if you have to chase it and try, it's not meant to be. But I will tell you that, you know, Robert Venditti and Wilfredo Torres at the time, it is Wilfredo Torres, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay, good Lord. All right, so yeah, they came to the Reeve Legacy Reunion in Detroit, and we invited them because we had these Superman stars there, and Superman 78 had just come out, and we wanted to connect at a Comic-Con comic books to the legacy. Which really there hasn't been a lot of. We know that the comic books helped create the Superman that we love, but it didn't go the other way. So this was a way to, you know, expose Superman 78 to fans that were coming out to meet the Superman fans. We all went to dinner. It was fun for them to all. And the long and short of it is we joked and said, hey, listen, if there's ever a sequel to the Superman 78 series, can we have cameos in it? And he said, oh, of course. And that was it. And then a year later, sure enough, you have to be careful because you don't want DC thinking you're looking for money. So there are there's a guy on TV that kind of looks like me, and there's a guy that kind of looks like Jim taking pictures. But yeah, it's us, and yeah, for us, it's special. It's really, really special.
See, I mean, I've had my name printed in a few comics, sort of with questions to the editor and things such as that. And for me, that's a big moment. But maybe no, who knows? Maybe one day I shall make my way, and I can see myself in a scene with Jimmy Olsen fighting for Superman's love. That's what
Luke. I'm telling you, I watch all your stuff, and you've had quite a couple of years. I mean, yeah. I don't think there's a red carpet event, anything superhero related, I haven't seen you.
I've been very, very, I'll say lucky. I've built some great relationships with Warner Brothers and DC Comics here in the UK. There's been a few things for DC Comics and Superman over the years. I would never sort of assume that I'm going to be invited to the next event. There's a rather big event coming here in July this year.
Yeah, I heard.
Which we will talk about later on. But yeah, especially last year with the Superman, the Christopher Reeve story. I was more than honored to just help promote that film. I knew you saw it, and it hit you as hard as it hit me. It was a fantastic documentary. But I was able to meet with the directors and the producers and meet Christopher's children. So yeah, that was I still pinch myself over that, Jay. I really do. But you got to have some work with that film as well last year, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to the Reeve Foundation. I really beyond the Superman connection, I really do care about what they do. It is remarkable. I mean, the movie really shows you the legacy of what he really is remembered for now, which is more than anything is that foundation. But getting to know them. And like Olivia over there, who I got to be really great friends with. When we did the Reeve Legacy Reunion in Detroit back in 2022, I said to them, it won't be much, but I'd like to somehow tie the Reeve Foundation into this because we're bringing all these stars together and I don't want it to just be another, you know, come and get autographs. So there's got to be something we can do to help. And up until that point, they had never done anything Superman related. Mostly because I don't want to get too much into their business here. They're wonderful, and it's not like that anymore. But I think there's always been a tough time with that character and the copyright stuff. Yes. I think, you know, we can get away with some things because we're fans, and I think that world out there knows we're fans and we're not making money off of this. It's what we love. But I think they were very careful on what they associated themselves with Superman related, and so it was their first time doing something that had Christopher Reeve, Superman, and all that movie stuff attached to the Reeve Foundation. But after getting approval, and we did a limited edition comic book and all these things and raised some money for them, we really had a great friendship. And one of the things that happened was last year, they called me and said, just as a thank you for bringing us into this world and getting excited about it, we'd love for you to come out and be a part of our event the night after the red carpet. That they were doing at the foundation. So I said, absolutely. And then Warner Brothers got involved. And before you know it, they said, no, we want you to come the night before to the red carpet premiere in New York. And, you know, I needed a date. My girl needed to be home with the dog. And I asked the only other woman I'd ever asked to do anything with me. And that was Sarah Douglas. So she flew in from London and she was my date. And we went. And don't think I didn't use that, Luke, to my advantage, because all I had to do is say, hey, that's James Gunn, and you're Ursa. Go say hello. And, you know, that's so we got to meet. So we got to meet David, got to meet James Gunn, they were wonderful. Listen, to be a fly on the wall.
Yes.
It was the greatest moment ever because I just got to sit back and watch, you know, two worlds come together, and they were really excited to meet her.
And it was a fantastic, you know, it's that, again, it's not called Superman Legacy anymore, but there is a legacy behind Superman.
Sure.
And you've been a part of so much of that legacy. It's to see that as not only as Jay the journalist or Jay the host, it's Jay the fan. That's what makes me so happy to see it. And you've been there for so many elements of it. There have been quite a few different supermen in our lives over the years. This is not our first rodeo when it comes to David and James Gunn, but we've been around and we're happy for our hero to continue to have his story told. And we shall delve into the world now, because I've been wanting to ask this question. You've got Mr. Henry Cavill there in a fantastic framed photograph.
Yes.
You've got a bit of a connection to the world of Henry and Batman v Superman, don't you, Jay?
Yeah. So, listen, it's these things by chance. You put good things out in the universe and things come back. Zack Snyder was in Detroit scouting for Batman v Superman. And what are the chances he's in his hotel room on a Sunday morning, and it's on a morning that I happen to be filling in, anchoring the news that day, and something came up about Superman, and we joked around about my Superman office, and I'm showing pictures of my Superman office on TV and what a nut Jay is and his wild collection. And he spoke to his casting agent, and she called me and said, Zach said, you're a fan, we got to get you in the movie. And I went into a little room and I read a couple, you know, lines with the way I would do anything for work. And that was it. Didn't hear anything. And then a couple months later, they're like, yeah, you're the Monument reporter and we need you to come down for a fitting. Now, we had a film incentive in the state of Michigan for a while. So we filmed a lot of movies here, like Transformers. And so Batman v Superman, a lot of that film was filmed here. They were here for, God, I feel like maybe 6 months, 5 months. And that was a great experience because once you're in, it's really cool. Like, I mean, to go to that film studio, I remember I had to go for a fitting and to see, you know, Zack Snyder and his wife and then be like, oh, we watched you on TV today. Oh, and I was like, oh, wow, thanks. And you're trying to be cool and all. And then it's, oh, let me show you around. And then here comes Henry, you know, in a Superman costume, no cape. I think they did the CGI cape and he was drinking this little tea on a saucer, you know.
Wow.
And they're saying, oh, Henry, this is Jay. He's going to play the Monument reporter. And he's like, oh, lovely to meet you. I'm like, lovely to meet you. And I'm, again, trying not to over fan out because he's massive. And then there's this, you know, his stunt double was right behind him, dressed exactly the same way. You almost couldn't tell him apart. And it was very cool. It was a very cool experience. I think I shot for 2 days and then they called me back and they wanted to add a scene. So then I did another scene, which is in the extended version. And yeah, it was cool. It was the coolest thing ever. It really was great. And I still get, I think I get like a couple of $100 a month in residual, not a month, a year in residuals. So, no. Like Zack Snyder said to me, he goes, you will be paid on this movie for the rest of your life and it won't be a lot, but it's, you know, make sure you transfer it over to your kid or something in the future because those checks will always come. And they do, you know, every, you know, 8 months or something, I'll say, oh, here's $400 from Superman.
Dude, but that's the thing. You are part of that legacy now.
Yeah.
It's going to continue forevermore.
Yeah.
Hopefully for centuries to come. So yeah, 1938, it's, you know, it's nearly a year since Superman was on that fateful cover of Action Comics. And the legacy continues. What are you hoping? We mentioned about James Gunn. What are you hoping to see in this new film that comes out this July, Jay?
I always say I dumb it down to butterflies. I want that little stomach ache you get when you see something and it's really good. There's a lot of critics out there and a lot of negativity because it's just what social media brings to everything. It doesn't matter what it is. So I give everything a fair shot. I'm like, listen, this is our character. Doesn't matter who's playing the character. I just want it to be good. I want the story to be good. I want to be there and feel it and walk away from it saying I want to see it again. And that's it. I'm real simple with this stuff. I just want to love the movie and say, like, listen, I walked out of Superman Returns. I loved that movie. I was like, I love this movie. This is great. It's got the theme. It's everything. Like, I was very happy. So when I see these reviews after movies and watch movies kind of go in these odd directions based on reviews or what social media says, it drives me nuts because at the end of the day, if you like it and it's special to you, that's all that matters. Listen, we know Superman 4 had a cut budget. We know the effects don't look good. We know all that stuff. But when you meet some guy or some woman that was 9 years old when they saw Superman 4 and they meet Mark Pillow and Nuclear Man, They don't talk about the budget and that it looked cheesy or the effect. They don't care. That was their nostalgic moment, and that makes them happy. They don't want to hear the other stuff. So to me, it's all that matters is that it moves you.
And that's perfect. That way of putting it, the butterflies, as you say. And
yeah.
I think I've gotten those butterflies with every Superman trailer or first TV spot that I've seen for a film or a TV show. And as a Superman fan, that's all I've ever wanted. Is that excitement. You know, it's not about the person playing the role. It's Superman. I've always been Team Superman. That's the sports club that I'm, you know, that they're my guy, as it were. So to hear you say that has given me even more excitement for July of this
year.
And it's not far away. And I'm hoping, who knows, some more red carpet moments may come your way in the future. Because I'd love to see you interviewing another Superman soon, Jay.
Listen, you know what? I'm just like you. I want to be a part of the fun. If that means, you know, seeing it in Detroit, seeing it in L.A., wherever. I will say this too, and you have probably, Luke, have been to some screenings of films that were filled with people like you that they brought in. It's way more fun to see a movie with real fan, like a theater full of 300 people that aren't in our business. Because that's where you get the real vibe. I always, even if I go to a press screening of something, I'll always see it a second time with people in the theater that paid money to go see it, because
it's different.
It gives you the immediate, this is how it's going
to
go.
I think that there's been a few press screenings that I've gone to where I've gotten probably a bit too excited and made too much noise or grabbed the person. They haven't yet. So I've not upset anybody too much, but as you said, it's a different experience watching that at a premiere or a screening then going to the cinema to see it. There's something special about seeing a film with an audience that's gone there because they want to see it. And that's a different kind of review that you would get as well. So I can't wait. I'm happy to see this film in as many screenings as possible. I can't wait for it. And it's going to be I think they're saying the year of Superman this year, which is fine for me. I'm a bit scared about the merchandise and finding room for more Superman stuff. Mm-hmm. Much like you, I haven't got much space left yet.
Right. Listen, I'm just excited for the day I open up my Instagram and I see you walk into that train station. I'm like, where's Luke going today? You're like, guess where I'm going today? I'm like, where are you going?
I try not to tease too much, but no. When people see me at the train station or they see a Superman pin on my lapel.
That's right.
I try not to give too much away, but yeah, it's pretty much given that I'm going off to do something that I've sworn secrecy about. Mm-hmm. As you know, there can be lots of NDAs in this business and sort of you can't say this and you can't say that, but that's it. Now, what I would like to find out a bit more, we have talked about superhero as a hero. Now, we can't have the power of flight or super strength, but we can help others. And could you please share a little bit about Jays Jr., sir?
Oh, thank you so much.
I'd love to know more about this.
Jays Jr. We just celebrated our 10th year, so over 10 years ago. When you work on the radio for many years, or television, whatever, you will often begin to hear from people in your city wanting help. I mean, you always, my child is sick, or this Christmas we need this or that. And so I always, during the holidays, used to get letters on all my time in radio from listeners asking for help. Can you connect me with this, or we're not going to have this? And it became overwhelming because you want to help everyone. And I thought, I've got to come up with a way to do something this time of year that fulfills a need. After going to Children's Hospital a couple of times in Detroit, and seeing kids at Christmas time have no other option but be there with their families. A lot of families have, lost their jobs because, when your kid has cancer in the hospital, that becomes your whole world. You start to forget about, the other things in life. And sometimes people lose their jobs. Sometimes they lose their house, but they're there and they don't have a whole lot. And this kid is trying to fight this battle, and the family's trying to stay positive. And I really wanted to do something at Christmas time for kids during the holidays. And because my radio station is the Christmas station, we play Christmas music for 2 months. We started Jays Juniors as a way to take kids with life-threatening or life-altering illness to Disney World, all expenses paid. I never want to be a guy that gets on the radio and says, hi, I'm doing this to help kids, so please give me money. I don't do that. I don't fundraise. I get corporate sponsors. that are friends in the city. So like Kroger is, you know, our grocery store here.
Yes.
And I go to Planet Fitness is a big gym that's worldwide. Jersey Mike's, which is a sub shop that I used to eat at as a kid, which is now across the whole country and raised over $400,000 for us last year in 1 month. I get money that way. Disney is very expensive. I love them, but they give you nothing for free. They give you nothing in the discount, and it's expensive. I mean, to take 20 kids and their entire families on an all-expenses-paid trip to Disney World at Christmas time is about $500,000. And, you know, I get the money. It goes into our Angels of Hope fund, and we write two checks, one to Disney and one to Delta. That's it. There's no overhead. There's no staff. There's nobody gets paid. There's no budgets for anything. It's just if you donate to Jay's Juniors, then you know where that money goes. So I never ask people for money. All I ever ask for is word of mouth. Just tell people about the program because it'll work its way to a family that will fill out an application. That's all I want from people to do. Don't send me money. Just tell people about this program. You know, for your listeners, it's unfortunately it has to be a Metro Detroit program because I can't vet people in other states and fly them in to leave on the trip. But so it's very much a Detroit program. But you know what? Maybe it'll inspire other people to do the same in their cities. You can make a kid happy at Christmas that's sick. It's the greatest feeling in the world.
Dude, that's what Superman's all about.
Sure.
It's the inspiration. It's that little glimmer of hope. So when I found out about that quite a while ago, I was, again, impressed with something else, another feather to your hat, another job that you do so well, Jay, but it just makes sense that it's something that Superman would approve of. And that for me why you're just such a fantastic Superman fan. And there will be links to all your social medias and the websites and to Jay Juniors in this podcast if people want to find out more. Thank you for your time today, Jay.
Are we done? That's 40 minutes, Luke.
It's 40 minutes. I knew it was going to be a long one.
But you know how long they give me for TV interviews? They give me 4 minutes.
4 minutes. That's not enough. Four minutes isn't enough for me to enjoy that smile, Jay. It's not enough. But I'm thinking that after this film comes out this year, we should get back on and talk more about Superman and this movie. We're going to be talking a lot in the future, I hope. But my last question for you today.
Yes, sir.
You've been a fantastic guest, and I know you're a busy, busy man. My question that I love asking everybody and has always had a different answer to it is, what does Superman mean to you?
For me, Superman means happiness. It's happiness. It does. It makes me really, really happy. Like I said, I mean, there's little things everywhere that make me happy. I hope I never run out of things to find. And when I say things to find, I don't mean expensive things from prop store, which I love. But I mean, things like, you know, you go on eBay and you see a cutout of a newspaper of when Superman aired on ABC TV as a two-night special, and it's like $2. And I'm like, oh my God, that's the ad from the paper when I was a kid that I wanted to go. And you buy that, and that becomes part of your collection. Like those little things that spark nostalgia. I mean, Superman for me is always happiness.
Wonderful. That's the perfect way to put it. Again, there have been books about Superman quotes, like Voices from Krypton, where people share their thoughts on Superman. And there is never, never a wrong answer to that. So thank you for that. Thank you for your time and everything that you've done, Jay, for the legacy of Superman. There's so much more out there, but what you've done over the years and continue to do, it's inspiring to somebody like me from across the pond that's been doing this, and it's kind of just become a part of my life. As you said, sometimes these things happen for a reason. And if you continue to put the work in, as you said, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you can get. So thank you for that. Where can people find you online, Jay?
I always say, you know, I'm on Instagram at Jay Towers. On Facebook, it's Jay Towers in the Morning. Of course, the Cape Wonder website is Jim's site, but the Cape Wonder Superman podcast is a little part there, but I'm easy to find and message and would love to hear from you. Let me end with one thing. Luke, I am a genuine fan of you and what you do, and I hope you understand that. I mean, I get asked to do a lot of stuff, and I will try to do anything anybody asks me, but I was really excited that you asked me to be on your show because I know what the show means to you and how hard you work on it and how hard you prep for it. And I'm really, really honored that you asked me because I'm honestly, at the end of the day, I am no one. I'm nobody.
Jay, don't say that.
But honestly, I mean, everybody has a high sense of themselves. But listen, there's a lot of people you could interview, and I really appreciate it, and I really am a fan, and I root for you every day.
Thank you so much, Jay. I mean, it's sometimes, as you said, it's hard to receive compliments, but when they come from somebody like you, that this world means so much to you, I will take those and I would keep those close to me. But hopefully what other people get out of this podcast is just a little insight about you. And I think we've touched on the main things, but there's just so much more to Jay Towers that I want the world to know about. And they will. And all those links that you've mentioned will be in this podcast and on the YouTube page. And I can't wait for people to hear more about you, sir. Thank you for your time, Jay.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.